It's the best of the Drew and Mike show, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunath, the Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel. Scott's the rising star of this great company. If you want to see what your home is worth, or you want help in finding a new one, or you want to refer someone to Scott, which people are doing, call 248-797-7746. You can text Scott. You can text him drops, too. He'll know what's going on. Or just text him drops for fun. 248-797-7746.
For no reason.
Or if you're on Zillow snooping at your friends and family's houses and what they paid for it, and you want to talk to Scott about it, he'll talk to you about it.
He has gotten some pretty strange texts, and also people have called him about real estate-related questions that would give him, would put no money in his pocket, but he doesn't mind answering. SKunath@CVWM.com. That's SKUNNATH for Realtor Scott Kunath. He brings you the best of the Drew and Mike show. And if you're listening on Saturday, which it seems that you would, but you don't always do that. But if it is Saturday, Mark and Trudy are at the Reef from noon to 2 o'clock with all kinds of giveaways. It's 420.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's Saturday, it's 420.
Happy 420.
Of course, you could be listening on Sunday, in which case it would be Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Same difference.
And Monday. Monday.
It's weird. Honestly, I'm watching these days, and there's a lot of people who are behind, and it's like, wait, these people are like 10 days behind. What's going on?
Oh, you mean in listening?
Yeah, in listening. Yeah. It's very strange. I always feel like it's the day that it's
a lot of content
intended for. I know it is, and some people, I guess, try to keep up, and
they consume it all.
Keep going back and getting what they haven't got yet. But I don't know how do they ever catch up.
You know, I always do it when I've got.
They skip Tuesday.
Like, I'm surprised that people aren't catching up now because you're supposed to clean your yard up now. That's a huge imperative.
I know. Oh, yeah.
And that's a great way because you just put the headphones on and go.
Daryl was got across the street from you, Drew. Was already doing mulch. I yelled at him for doing mulch too soon.
Oh, this. Early?
Yes.
Wow.
He had a wheelbarrow out. I was like, whoa, he's got a wheelbarrow out. That's serious.
And a pitchfork.
Oh, my God. Hey, I got a wheelbarrow and a pitchfork.
Ooh, of course you do.
Ooh.
You have in that house?
You know, I got a contract from the landscaper, and it said, what do you want? You know, and it's like, your lawn mowed once a week. Check. Spring cleanup. You know, fall cleanup. And so I was like, okay, I'll check those.
Yeah.
And so the other day, I get up around 8:10 or something. I'm walking around and I see, hey, there's a guy in my backyard. Who's that guy?
Did you shoot him?
No, I didn't shoot him.
Stand your ground.
I just wondered what he was doing. And I thought, well, he looks like a landscaping guy. And I said, he was picking up.
Hispanic?
He was picking up. No, I don't think he was Hispanic. He was picking up branches, like little tiny branches and twigs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my spring cleanup.
Yeah.
And I hope he was there at like 7:30 because I think he was gone pretty shortly after I saw him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't
seem like an extensive.
When I saw the term spring cleanup, that sounds like, you know, a team of people are coming over. Yeah. Oh, there was a blower in play.
Oh,
I did hear a blower.
Okay.
So
it's not that big of a yard.
I know, but I still
can ask you what they charge for your spring cleanup?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, honestly.
Mine was 90, 95.
What?
Yeah.
That's
my lawn.
What do you get for $95 or $90?
They blow all the leaves out of the flower beds and pick up all the stuff in the yard and break it, I guess.
What time of the morning was this?
Eight.
About 8 o'clock, 10 after 8.
Hey, why do garbage pick up? Why is that always super early in the morning?
Oh, it's really late over here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It can be like 11 o'clock, noon.
Because they pick it up at like 7 o'clock at my house.
Everywhere.
I hate that. Yeah. Well, why is
everywhere?
That? Why is garbage pickup so early? I just think of these guys that have to wake up at 4 a.m. to collect garbage and ride the truck. Why is it early?
That's a good question.
Why can't they ride around at like noon and do it?
I think it depends on your neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
What time does yours get picked
up? Garbage day!
Mine's probably around 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they do the good neighborhoods first. Right, Trudy?
Yes. What time does ours come?
You're out of here,
it's 7:30, right? 7:30.
I just thought that was really weird. I don't know. Maybe I guess they had a lot to do.
Yeah, they cover a lot
of
ground.
Look at me, I'm looking for the trash can.
You know what's funny is when I'm like 4 blocks away from my house and I'm like, Oh, the garbage cans are out. What is it, garbage day? Like, I just can't quite get straight what my day is. I just see other people putting it. I go, oh, garbage day. I mean, I know it's Tuesday.
Tuesday,
now,
yeah.
I frequently screw it up. So, anyway, for today, The Reef, 420, if it is 420 in your world, Mark and Trudy at The Reef on 8 Mile East. Oh, God.
8 and Mound.
8 and Mound.
8 and Mound.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just
it's,
east
it's of actually Mount. On 8 Mile, just east of Mound, but it's The Reef.
On the You'll south find, side of the road.
You should find us. And Scott Kunath, I'll mention Scott again, that whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, or maybe you have a child that's buying a home or a nephew or someone like that.
I
wish.
Many, many years
move out already.
Of sales experience. And he is the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel. They played the jingle in a giant Coldwell That's Banker great. Weir Manuel event.
That's great.
I know. I thought it was pretty funny, too. Call or text Scott at 248-797-7746 or email him at skunath@cbwm.com. And today, Jim Irsay's story's made the best of. Hey. Oh, after his Twitter was hacked.
Guys.
His Twitter was hacked. I forgot. What was on his Twitter again? I remember.
I don't.
Was it a chick or something?
Yeah, I think you're right, Drew.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy always leads to.
We'll have to listen to remember.
Excitement. It was nudes, wasn't it? Yeah, naked women. Yeah. And then he responded with, "I've been hacked. Be careful out there."
Fake.
That's funny. And then
I feel like he was in the office and someone. He's like, "I posted something by accident on Twitter. What do I do?" And someone just goes, "Say you've been hacked."
Yeah, I think
everyone says they're hacked.
People have tried to do that before.
Doesn't work.
Then we got into the Vine and the influencers one day. That was a long, I swear, every time I find something new, like now I'm really into going on inane Instagram pages and reading comments. It's so much fun. There's always assholes. And they're always putting it to the people in a way that I sort of go, yeah! Because it just seems so dumb to me. But anyway.
If they're not assholes and they're guys trying to hit on chicks.
The ass kissing is disgusting.
So oh, gorgeous. So hot.
Yeah.
So hot.
Does anyone ever go back to this case? Oh, thanks a lot. Who are you?
No, that's never happens. Happened, no.
So why do the people waste their time going, oh, my God, you're so pretty.
She might be reading it.
No, you shouldn't do that because we learned from that from the Rebecca Schaefer that you should not.
Oh, that's right.
You should not respond to that type of
stuff. God, that was a terrible. Was it 2020 or
2020?
Yeah, 2020. The 2-hour thing on that. Ooh, boy.
Oh boy.
And it was the private. Oh. That nutcase hires a private investigator to get her address so he can go kill her.
I know.
And the private investigator,
which
gets
wasn't even an original idea.
The DMV just caves on that too. Oh, $5. Okay.
But she sent him a signed picture that said, "Your fan letter was one of the nicest ones." And in his mind, he was
she wants me so bad.
She wants me.
And then he doesn't understand that the TV show she's in, where she's making out with a guy, is
She's cheating on me, you bitch!
Cheated on me on TV.
What a fucking nut.
What a loser!
But Mark, at least he could lip sync to you too. That was fun,
Bardo.
They showed him in court, like rocking out to you too. The defense claiming that that's what motivated him. Why? I must be a bad person because I laughed watching that, even though I know he's a murderer and killed people, and it's just a really weird situation. I don't know why it made me laugh watching him lip sync.
I just made that face that I make all the time that's caused that thing to form in the middle of my forehead again. Dr. Roche is going to have to take care of.
You can fix it. That lady that killed her,
crease.
Lady killed her three kids in the car and said, "Oh, this crazy guy stopped me for directions and shot my kids and shot me in the arm and I'm okay, but they're all dead."
Yeah.
She actually killed her kids, but she said she was listening to Van Halen in the Van Halen in the car.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And so they played the song and she was jamming. She was rocking out in court like, "Yeah, I love this song."
It's Van Halen. What do you expect?
Yeah, it is pretty irresistible.
Yeah. I mean, it was with Roth, too. So,
We also have the 83-year-old badass who fought off the burglar. And Mariah Carey.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Dumped.
Yes.
Mariah Carey
Packer dumped her.
Yeah, Packer, who's packed on the pounds since he dumped her.
Makes me wonder how much was he working out to keep it off for her.
That's strange. Very strange.
The amount of weight she gains, let's see, her outfits are proportionate to the amount of weight she gains. So the more weight she gains, the flashier she has to look to distract from it, and longer her hair extensions are, and higher her heels are.
She's winning some icon award, too, and it's like, she is so not iconic. I don't know, are there people that go, oh, my God, I love Mariah? Are there lots of those people? Because she doesn't sell concert tickets. She doesn't sell out big arenas.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of weird.
She's passed.
All right, enjoy the best of Drew and Mike. As a kid, you know, like growing up near Ursay, it always looked so cool to be that rich.
Yeah.
But most people I know who were just born into that kind of crazy money have incredible problems.
Yeah, because they get to do whatever they want. They have no rules.
Yeah, the entitlement. They have no rules. They have no concept of money. They get things they never should have.
People like
Aubrey. They get everything they want. People like Audrey and Doss. I didn't tell you about Doss. Doss was the female African American that was also in Home.
Wasn't there a story about them having to clean up the basement after
the oven? Well, Mr. Ursay. One night we were in Jimmy's room when his parents were out of town, which was normal. He bought the Baltimore Canoe. He bought the Los Angeles Rams. I swear to God, this is a true story because we used to play football or basketball almost every day. Jimmy had a full basketball court in his backyard, had a pool. And we used to play football a lot of days at the park. And so he says, yeah, my dad's going to buy the Los Angeles Rams. Really? Are you kidding me? Because he made some pretty bodacious claims. Anyway, next day, Piper, Ursay buys Rams. And then the next day, Jim says, he's going to trade the Rams for the Colts. And that had never happened before. And the next day, he traded the Rams. His father traded the Rams for the Baltimore Colts with Carol Rosenblum.
Why did he?
You know, probably to be closer to Illinois, I guess.
Was he planning on moving him?
No. Oh, no, okay. No. That was 74, I believe. No plans whatsoever.
Did they move 82, 83?
81, 80 or 81, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, somewhere around there. Somewhere around 82, 83. But that whole thing, oh, my God. Anyway, so once Mr. Ursay bought the Baltimore Colts, he was gone a lot. And his wife was gone with him a lot, too. And I'll just tell you one little story about his wife. I remember delivering their paper on Christmas. I used to deliver, and Audrey used to meet me at the door and ask me to read notes from Mrs. Ursay.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
He said he forgot his glasses. He seemed to forget his glasses a lot.
Yeah. That was.
I think he had a literacy issue, perhaps.
I like the way that you filtered them.
I sanitized.
That's a really humanistic.
I sanitized them.
H12.
It was really embarrassing, and I knew what was going on. By like the third time, I knew there was a little more to it. Anyway, Mrs. Ursay, I remember on Christmas, I got there. I'm like, hey, Jimmy, what'd you get for Christmas? Because everybody was up, and Mrs. Ursay just goes, you should ask what he didn't get.
Whoa.
She was a bit harsh. Anyway, they were out of town, and so Jimmy's throwing a blowout in his bedroom, which is like the size of most houses, and has these huge speakers, and he had always had the best drugs, the best everything. And I'm trying to think. Well, another good part of the story was usually it didn't matter if his parents were there or not. He would turn off the alarm, let you in the bathroom window, and then he would turn the alarm back on. And every once in a while you'd hear, Jim, why you turn the alarm off? And he'd say, Michael Brown came to the bathroom window, Dad. I told him to go home. Don't turn the alarm off, Jim. Just go out and talk to talk to him on the intercom or whatever. And he's okay, Dad. But he had to turn the alarm off to open the window to let him in.
Yeah.
So or let whoever was in. And then Jim would always say, check this out. Well, he'll be snoring in minutes. And he turned the intercom. You could actually hear, and you'd hear his dad snoring in seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And the party would restart, and there's no problem. Anyway, they were out of town this one time, and so we're all just having a ball. There's beer, bong hits in the bathroom with hash oil on top, you know.
Oh. Nice.
he always had whatever the latest thing was. So I just noticed that as I was, you know, just sitting there drinking a beer or something, I think it's like 17, that Jimmy had like cork on his bedroom door, and there were all these articles about the Colts mostly and sometimes about rock and roll, because he loved rock and roll. And everything was flying off the door because someone was pounding it so hard. And so like, Jim! And I pointed at the door and he's like, oh my God, my dad. And he turns down the music and he goes, Dad? And he just starts yelling to Jimmy about, Jim, you left the driveway lights on. You burned the pizza in the oven. I'm docking you $50 for leaving the driveway lights on. And you're going to clean the oven every night for the next week. And he's like, okay, Dad. And you just hear him storming off. And then he turns on the intercom and you hear him. He was a legendary drinker. Well, we've seen him. We saw the press conference. Yeah, it's hilarious. And I remember asking Jim, you know, because his dad would always say to him, Doc, any of that, because his allowance was $75 a week. This is in like 1974, 75. He was 15 or 14.
Jeez.
So anyway, he said, oh, no, he always forgets.
God.
Yeah, in fact, I think he said he used to get his allowance a couple times because he'd forget they gave him his allowance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It looked like a wonderful life, let me tell you. But, you know, and I feel bad about all his problems. And he just recently got, Mark, what do you think about this hacking story? Didn't you hear about Ursay getting hacked?
No. Oh, you mean his Twitter?
Yeah.
With a nude picture on there?
Was she a model?
You could
foreign model or
somebody
hacked a nude onto his Twitter.
Yeah, somebody reverse Google searched it and found that it was like a zoomed in picture of an Eastern European porn star.
Oh yeah, so
because
porn
of that,
right.
I feel like God, maybe it was actually hacked instead of just him dopily putting up another picture that he pulled off the internet. In other words, you'd have to pull it off the internet, zoom in on it, and then post it.
Well, it sounded fairly innocent. I mean, compared to his other recent
stuff,
problems, which has been,
well documented.
And that's why I've been talking about it more, because I figure he's in so much shit now. What is all this stuff that when you're a teenager, who cares?
Yeah.
They're great stories, too. Plus, he was really a funny guy. I mean, most people who are friends with him are still good friends with him. He's a damn good guy. Yeah, there's the girl. At least she was pretty hot. Mm-hmm. She had to get hacked.
Why would Eastern Europeans want to hack porn into our computers? I mean, don't they usually want to screw us up in some way or steal from us?
I don't think it's like that. I think somebody figured out his password and just put it out.
Jimmy is a little Trump-like on Twitter. Oh. He's tweeted out some stuff that the owner of the Indianapolis Colts probably shouldn't have tweeted out. Not too many. Not as bad as Trump by any means, but I don't know. I'm not sure is the NFL going to come down hard on him ever? Does it matter?
No.
I guess as long as you own the team, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's an owner.
Anyway.
They employ the commissioner. Goodell.
I just feel bad for him. He's got kids. And, you know, like I said, it looks so easy when you see somebody that rich. But most people know that were that rich really have a lot of problems. His sister was killed in an auto accident when we were kids.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't real. I mean, his parents were gone a lot, so he was just at the house with Audrey and Das most of the time. Who were really—they were incredibly cool. He'd probably be a mess. Well, a bigger mess if those two people weren't around.
Huh.
As weird as that is. We went to Audrey's funeral, by the way, on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, really? Oh,
which was quite a cultural experience.
On the south side,
it was really
of
wild.
Chicago.
Yes. It was.
It's the baddest part of town.
We got quite an eyeful when we walked in.
Oh my God, we have 60 minutes on down here.
Yeah,
and I'm already annoyed by the story that's on.
Is it the agent story?
No, it's about a guy who is making money on Vine. He's Vine's biggest star.
Oh no,
because he makes hilarious quote unquote videos for Vine.
Oh, bring it up.
Right,
you want to rewind it? Yeah,
let me back it. I bet you this guy's so full of himself too.
Oh no, I hate all these people. I hate them.
Yeah, like
I don't think they should be allowed to do this. I think they should be stopped. There should be a law passed. Whenever somebody gets too big for their britches on Snapchat or any of these places, laws should be passed to stop them from being on there.
They're called the influencers. Remember Nash Greer, the kid we used to watch?
Oh, yeah.
We hated.
What about Maddie B?
Maddie B.
Maddie B's book is in the. Maddie B, for those of you who don't know, is a 10-year-old who covers rap songs,
changes the lyrics to make them,
child friendly.
I showed it to Charlotte like about a month ago. I think I might have told you.
Oh, no.
Showed her Maddie B. And she was kind of interested because there were girls singing. And as soon as Maddie B started rapping, she goes, I don't like that. And I said, yeah, you don't like Maddie B? And she goes, Dad, you like Maddie B. And then like left the room. So here I am sitting watching Maddie B. Because she declared that I'm a big fan of Maddie B.
What a diss that was.
She kind of always makes these declarative statements and then walks out of the room. It's like her mic drop.
But anyway, this Maddie B. thinks he is so hot. I mean, I hate this kid as much as I hated Billy Gilman when he was 10. I can't stand this brat.
Well, just, at least be comforted in knowing what a turd he's going to be when he gets to where Gilman is now.
I know. Now I like Billy Gilman. He's on The Voice. He's had a lot of failure. He's humbled. He's really cool again.
He's
out of the closet gay.
He's been humbled.
It's funny. I knew he was gay before he did.
I know. He was pre-gay.
Pre-gay. Like the concept is so great.
They've been viewed billions of times.
Why?
By people with no spending power.
Oh, pause for 1 second.
Oh, what a dick! I hate this guy already.
I went online to watch some Matty B videos just to hate watch.
Yeah.
And there he is doing these, like, these sort of romantic song videos.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, a little girl who's, like, 11 who's exactly. playing his love interest. And, I mean, you should see the sad faces they make, you know, because they're having problems in their relationship.
Aww.
It's so
trouble
bad.
Texting each other.
No, I don't think they show them texting each other.
I don't know what kids do.
Oh, it's just, it's so hideous.
Has he got his first pube and now he wants to move on to the next girl?
I don't
know. He got his first boner. No, he wants to move on to another
yet.
Chick.
He's not ready for it. His testicles haven't even descended yet.
Well, he's playing a role. I'm saying the character, not Matty B.
He thinks he's all that, but anyway.
So this
see
guy,
this turd.
This guy that started, he goes in front of groups of people and then does the splits. Wow. And then they're like, why is this guy doing the splits?
Yeah, like, why is he doing the splits? Because he can?
I'd be like, get out of my way, idiot.
If you find yourself dumbfounded by the notion that 21-year-old Logan Paul could become a millionaire with goofy online videos like this, then you're probably not a millennial.
It's easy, just dance.
These no-budget, low-quality postings shot with his cell phone camera have attracted more than 30 million followers on all his platforms.
Leg out.
More than either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. They're drawn to his boyish charm and slapstick humor.
Slapstick with a sense of wit, fun, high energy.
So that's your shtick.
My shtick.
Nice defining yourself.
And he's turned his shtick into advertising gold, promoting products to his online followers.
Bick it up.
Man, I'm glad we're monetized, or I'd be really jealous.
Advertisers know he's reaching their most coveted demographic, young people. He's been
such
a successful pitch man, he was featured on the cover of Adweek.
The biggest companies in the world and brands have come to me to help sell their product to.
Oh, go to fucking hell to help them. Shut in on your fucking help.
Millennials, and they respond to my content.
And they pay you well for this.
Yeah.
Hello, my people of the internet. My name is Logan Paul.
He's now in such demand, he's earned the freedom to make ads the way he makes his videos, off the cuff. We watched him making a Dunkin' Donuts ad in Central Park.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All ad-libbed, all his ideas.
And not very funny.
Do you just make this up on the fly?
Yeah, and like if someone has an idea, it's like, yeah, let's see, let's run with it, you know?
When he posted the ad,
wow, he's so clever.
It was viewed more than 7 million times. And Dunkin' Donuts told us this spot had the same reach as a primetime TV ad. For one day's work, Logan Paul was paid almost $200,000.
Oh, God.
I'm never going to Dunkin' Donuts.
You're worth all
ever
the money
again because
these companies
of that.
Pay you?
To be honest, I'm worth three times the amount of getting paid.
So you're a bard.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I think anyone on the internet with eyeballs at this time and place is a bargain because it's so new. No one really knows
how to monetize
what they're
it.
Worth.
Let's make the game look like
the
it.
More followers in
yeah, like
it
could
have,
be worth nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Make. The successful ones are an eclectic bunch, most in their mid-20s who started it.
Okay,
just
how do we
fun,
stop this person?
Like Zach King.
I kind of call myself a digital magician.
This guy's this guy's videos are actually kind of cool.
Oh, Mark.
I'm hooked. I mean, that's kind of cool, right? See, it's a little.
Wait, he's leaped in that car?
Well, it's just a little.
He jump in that car door and window?
Video illusions.
Just video tricks,
easy
yeah.
To binge watch.
That's Amanda cool, Cerny, no?
Yeah, that was, there's some talent to that, I agree.
Has more than 20 million followers. Here we
go. All right.
Hold on, do it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Not funny.
I posted my Snapchat video I just shot 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I know I'm going to hate her.
1,000 views.
One of the most
why?
Successful is Andrew Batchelor.
He paused for 1 second.
King Batch.
The last time I saw a story like this was on MTV Real Life.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
The 15 year no, this guy's like 17. He takes a picture like every hour to put it on Snapchat
yeah.
or whatever. And he was at dinner with his family and he's like, can I be excused? And they're like, no, you just want to be excused to take a selfie. And he's like, I know, I haven't put one up in 2 hours. People are going to be really mad if I don't. It's like, what are you talking about? Another picture of that fuck? Who cares?
Well, maybe
well, people don't. Actually go online and go, oh, where's the new picture of Joey? What's going on? I haven't seen his picture in an hour.
Call the police to make sure he's okay.
What is that? Why do people need to see? It's the same guy. He looks the same way as he did 2 hours ago, 4 hours ago, 6 hours ago.
I know.
What the
and, if,
fuck?
And if you hadn't been on the last
5 hours. I'm sure you could see the previous six he did in those, the first 3 hours.
Exactly. Anyway, they were going on and on about this guy, and he's potential to make all this money, and they were trying to get was, well, what do you do besides take selfies? And the answer was basically nothing. That's all he did.
And he makes money off of it.
He was trying to make money off it. I don't think he was being successful. But a lot of people saw his stupid selfies.
Good
like
luck.
Hundreds of thousands of people would go on to look at his latest selfie. He wasn't even that good looking. That's what bothered me the most.
I don't think millennials.
How hot he thought he was.
Are millennials that dumb then to buy something?
I don't know.
To buy it?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Has more than 37 are you going to add something, Jay? Followers.
Sorry, Jay. Rosie was on a minute ago.
Well, maybe she just, maybe she didn't get off.
Oh, I just tried to open a chat session with her.
No!
That's a great idea, Jay.
Something to happen here.
Tell her we're recording. Ask her if she wants to say hi to Mark.
Has she ever been in a chat that you know in Facebook with anybody?
I don't think so.
So I open it up with, looks Mom! See what we get.
We'll find out find out if she's familiar with the chat room concept.
Gross.
Of his following is from one platform.
Come on, Rosie, answer.
Videos on Vine are just 6 seconds long.
What can you do in 6 seconds?
I can teach you how to cook something.
In 6 seconds?
I can, yeah.
You can make me laugh in 6 seconds.
I can make you laugh in 6 seconds. I can make you cry in 6 seconds.
No,
in 6 seconds.
I can do it in four.
You've just had 30 seconds and did none of that.
Okay,
show me how 6 seconds can make a star.
All right. So the movie Batman vs. Superman came out, right? It was a 90-minute movie. I'm showing you if Batman vs. Superman was real and in 6 seconds.
Superman!
I get a lot of views.
Yeah. Why the fake laugh?
How many?
A couple million.
Awkward.
Advertisers pay Batch just to place their products in his clips. He made a handful of videos wearing a Jimmy John's logo and earned more than $300,000 from the sandwich maker.
You're making money off.
Now the one thing I love about 60 Minutes is there's going to be a cold shower coming up. Right?
Yeah. I hope so.
Isn't that how it usually works? ad exec who points out that they're not worth shit.
Exactly.
That's a laugh of hate.
I chose the wrong line of work.
Social media.
I don't see the talent.
I don't either.
Of what the advertising industry spends overall on ads.
Well, what about longevity? You're going to see these guys in a year, 2 years, 5 years?
Paul Kazers is an agent with CAA.
The first one, I've never thought I wanted to assassinate someone until I saw that guy.
Too much for what they do.
Is this my cold shower?
Absolutely not. There's no rock stars with a bigger audience than old Hollywood ever had a chance to access. When they take a video or a picture and push a button on their phone, immediately disseminated to millions of people.
Yeah, but there's a greater percentage of them. There's a greater number of them. Old Hollywood had less stars.
Okay, now I want to kill two people because I want to kill him for saying that.
But Kazers represents emerging stars of the tiny screen we carry in our pockets, like Logan Paul.
When Logan does a branded campaign, you can see how many millions of people have watched it.
Oh, so there's hard numbers. That's why they like it.
What age they are and their demo. Furthermore, it's more than just the views. You can see their engagement. People are continuing to talk about a video afterwards, and they're sharing. I don't know how you could even put a price on that.
Because of the internet, Logan Paul has a worldwide reach.
Wait, we got is a he being interviewed while on a Segway?
When we went for a stroll
on a dick.
Hollywood Boulevard.
He is. He's on a hoverboard.
What's your name? Juliette. Juliette. Are you guys French?
Yes.
Nice.
You know who he is in France?
Oh, no way.
He's a star in France.
All right.
In just 20 minutes, visitors from Kuwait, Israel, Mexico,
there's a camera
Sweden
filming him. They don't know who he is.
Where are we from?
I'm from Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Yeah.
Right? There's a camera crew following him. That's why he's in the middle of Hollywood. That's why people want to take pictures of him.
If those people know who he is, they need to do something better with their time.
Oh, look how good she looks.
She has attracted more than 160 million followers by exposing
her life.
Jay,
she looks good there. You don't think she looks good?
By minute online.
No. I think Kim is way hot. I have to admit it.
Sorry, liability.
I wish she'd go away, but she's hot.
Empty head.
Robbed her at gunpoint of a reported $10 million
wait.
Jewelry.
If there's Huffhuzzer, I have to say one thing. If there's one thing that makes me happy about the aging process, it's that she has to go through it.
I know. Ooh, it's going to hit her hard.
Oh, it's going to be painful. Oh!
they just had that shot of her and Kanye walking to their Porsche, right?
Yeah.
Why is there a velvet rope behind the Porsche? Like 2 inches off the Porsche.
Because it's Kanye's Porsche.
But, well, and what, so people can't touch it?
They can't get that close to it.
Look how close
it is
to it.
They have to go outside.
It's a foot away.
Well, it's a foot that you have to stay back from their car.
There's no one there.
If anybody else's Porsche, you could go up and touch it.
So this is the cold shower, just that she got robbed?
Before the robbery, she told us that being so public is what helped make her so popular.
Yeah, your sex tape.
And wealthy.
There are pitfalls, lack of privacy, loss of privacy, and that's not for everyone.
That's a pitfall.
Yeah.
People seeing how stupid you are.
I can handle it.
You're famous worldwide. Would that famous Kim Kardashian exist without social media?
No.
Not in this way. I totally attribute my career to social media.
Career?
I have read that you have figured out how to monetize just the act of living.
I guess so, yeah.
Do you think Bill Whitaker, the reporter here, watched her sex tape as research or as interview?
Sure. He should.
She posts pictures and gets paid for clothes she wears, products she uses, brands she endorses.
We've been talking to a number
talking about Kardashian. Makes me think of the news anchors that were making fun of the Kardashians way back then. We'll watch it.
Oh, it's
pretty good.
Do comedy. They dance. They sing.
Yes.
But they don't really do it that well.
It is a talent to have a brand that's really successful off of getting people to like you for you.
You've turned
what?
It's not a talent.
No.
Worth in excess of $100 million, I've read.
So I would think that has to involve some kind of talent.
She's as dumbfounded as any of us.
Gary Vaynerchuk is searching for the next Kim Kardashian.
She's monetized being extremely fuckable is what she's done.
You're right. VaynerMedia and her sisters, all of them.
If she was ugly, does she really think people would watch that stupid show?
No, it's the sex tape.
Oh, that too.
Hey, brother.
Monetizing his social media presence.
As long as you guys find the right cadence, as long as you don't make it a
cadence, what a stupid buzzword.
You will win.
Right.
How do you develop a following?
It starts with, are you good enough? Are you pretty enough? Model? Are you funny enough? Comedy?
Some it factor.
Some it factor. The person that's the 18,400.
No, this is ridiculous. You can throw a billion, you can throw thousands of people on that platform, and whatever one takes off, takes off. It's not that hard to find the next big one.
To make $100,000 a year making skits on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Snapchat and Twitter.
$100,000 a year.
That's right. Break it down.
And that might be why 25,000 people showed up last spring at the online video industry's annual convention in Anaheim. It's where teens and
everybody's filming everything,
hoping to learn to become the next Kim Kardashian or Logan Paul or perhaps Baby Ariel.
Who?
13 million followers apparently like watching the 15-year-old.
Well, what a terrible loss if a bomb dropped on that thing.
On an app called Musical. Just gonna stay. She pitches candy and has her own line of lipstick.
What does she do?
And 3 bodyguards to hold off her fans.
Oh, come on!
But today,
to push little kids away.
And
oh, he is! That guy pushed a little kid away.
He did.
She tried taking a picture of selfie with him.
It was hilarious.
During the time of this episode airing, 4 new influencers popped up making their first video ever. Maybe 40, maybe 400. So the market
this guy's creeping
is quite
me out.
Wide. It's just who's going to win the depth
I think
game
I'm done
and be
with
the
this.
Best at it.
It's a worldwide
this is too depressing.
Popularity
really
contest
is,
conducted
it?
Minute by minute. One sign of just how popular
oh, I hate
influencers
that guy.
Have become.
The worst.
They've caught
yeah.
the
that
eye
first
of
guy.
The Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, sweet. Here's our cold shower. Oh.
That influencers make absolutely clear when one of their postings is an ad.
Oh, yeah.
The influencers told us government watchdogs are not going to slow this business down. Kim Kardashian had a setback when she was robbed, but like the other influencers, she's banking on the future of social
Wait,
media.
Wait, someone just came and played with her hair.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
In my situation and my lifestyle have been more beneficial than the negative things.
And the money's not bad.
Not bad.
Okay, that was not the ending I wanted.
Well, you know you wanted a bomb to drop.
Well, I wanted to see After we filmed this,
they all
a terrorist
broke.
Group dropped a bomb on this convention, and everyone was killed.
I can't believe there's a security guard pushing aside a 9-year-old girl.
That fucking kid doesn't need one security guard! Three security guards for that little putz.
Oh,
oh my God.
Stupid.
Oh, that I can't get past that turd doing the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
I know. I kind of want to watch his vines to make fun of him, but I don't want to give him any more hits since that guy's got a boner over all the metrics.
Oh, God. Come on.
I know.
What the? And he makes everything up on the spot. He ad-libs everything.
But isn't that...
so clever.
Isn't that still kind of why even the networks, and that's really dwindled, but why they're so powerful is because there's really only four networks.
Yeah.
But on Vine, you have thousands upon thousands of influencers.
Really?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are trying to be influencers and trying to make money off of it. It's just there is a finite number of people that can do it. Whereas when you do have these corporations that have to put their money behind you...
But, you know, it's funny how you notice that they all are good-looking people, really good-looking people. I mean, is it possible a lot of people just go on because they like the way they look?
Well, that's all Instagram's for, you know, chicks, hot chicks to put pictures of their butt and their food they eat.
Hey, there's a really cool story that Joey just sent me about this this guy police were after in, let's see,
Southfield?
La Puente, California.
Oh.
And he was jumping from roof to roof to get away from the cops. And this 83-year-old guy, was he just up there? Was he on his roof?
I think so. I didn't read the whole story, but I knew you'd find interest in it.
Anyway, this 83-year-old guy was apparently on his roof, or he went on his roof when he saw this guy coming down the street, jumping from roof to roof. He pushed him off the roof, and the cops got him.
Ah, sweet.
Like a badass.
Wolf,
his name is Wilford Burgess.
Is he listed?
I'll find him.
Wilford. I'd like to talk to a Wilford.
Brandon, I questioned something about your multiple phone number people.
What do you mean?
You have different area codes for the same person.
What?
I don't think they'd have different area codes for the phones. It seems like
what do you mean? Why not?
One area code. Because if they have a landline and a cell phone, wouldn't they have the same?
My brother lives in Virginia. He's got a 734 area code because he got his cell phone up here moved.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, if that's true.
I'm going to get Wilford right now.
I have a 586.
I think Wilford only has one area code.
Trudy's got two different ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's because she was slumming it in 586.
Funny when she
that's
gave
because
me.
The Verizon rep used to come to Riff.
Oh, that's right.
And he signed all of us up, and
how about this one, Drew? Gary Graff has two different cell phones, or two different area code numbers.
He does. You're right.
Is he 313 and?
No. 248.
248 and 586.
Yeah.
Oh. So he was slumming it for a while at some point, clearly.
On the east side.
What's the ultimate slumming it area code? 810?
Hey, yeah. It's my area. Yeah.
Sorry, well, then it is.
The voicemail box of
Katie Maldonado.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, good job.
Oh,
313.
Like Wilford to me.
It's prestigious, though.
It's
right?
Just the first one.
If you got a 313?
313? Well, it's kind of hip.
What the hell's wrong with 810? I've had it forever.
That's what I thought, too. Did you catch that?
Candy Maldonado?
Yeah, the baseball player.
The baseball player, was that him?
Yeah, I think so.
The name on that machine was Candy Maldonado.
That's kind of cool.
This one's Wilford. I got
talk baseball.
I'd
rather talk to Candy Maldonado.
I want to talk to Wilford. I'm going to get this.
Oh, wow. They got a video of it, too. My phone's dying, though. It's going to die before the guy shoved off the roof, I predict.
I mistyped.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We are not messing
I love playing things through Drew's phone.
Next time someone's grandfather tells you to get off his roof, you better listen.
Else.
83-year-old Wilford Burgess says he'd had enough.
I'm going up there. He's coming down.
He's referring to a suspicious man attempting to evade police who had been standing on his roof for several hours.
And I was so excited. Teed off.
LA County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from someone claiming they were being followed around 6:30 in the morning on the 14,100 block of Beckner Street.
Great quality.
Units a man
it's my phone in the speaker. Hey, fuck!
You chose to do it that way.
The guy
you could plug it in.
On Burgess's roof.
He wouldn't stay in one place. He'd be on one edge and then around on other parts. He'd be walking around different areas and standing and talking to the people who's talking to him on the ground.
What? I hear him fine.
What did he say? Can you translate that?
Speakers on the back.
Even called in a crisis negotiation.
Here, plug this in.
But he wouldn't budge. That's when Burgess took matters into his own hands.
I see he's coming out. I'm
boy. Do you swear?
Oh, plug it in with this?
Oh, you have a 7?
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants.
No, I just missed half the story. Hello? Oh, is Wilfred there?
Yes, speaking.
Wilfred! Hey, this is the Drew and Mike program in Detroit.
I have been vilified.
We just heard the story about you taking care of this suspect.
What am I speaking to?
I'm sorry. We're calling
Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a radio show, and we just heard the story about you taking care of this suspect that was on your roof.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is so cool, Wilfred. I love the way you took matters into your own hands.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it looks like you have to do that when you have other people that have more authority, and it just ain't working out, so I had to do what I had to do. I got to all that bit on my roof.
Now, how'd you get up on the roof without him knowing it? Because it seems like you might have had to sneak up on him.
Well, you know, I told him I was coming up to have me still helping. He was on the front of my house on the porch, and he was up there. One of the other people was trying to talk him down, and I came out and told him that, you know, I got tired of it, and I used a few coarse words and told him I was coming up to get him off. And my next-door neighbor and I, he assisted me in getting up on a ladder to get up there from the back of my house. And I came up. When I got up there, I told him that, you know, I'm up here, you getting off of my roof. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to do, you know, like you're going to run. I said, no, you're getting off now. So I don't know whether you've seen the picture of it or not, but somewhere or another, I managed to get him and get him over Bounce or somewhere or another and get him off and slung him off down there and killed him all brother. He fell down on the hood of one of my daughter's cars parked up there in the
driveway. I hope the car's okay.
Well, the car, he wasn't running anywhere. He just bent the hood a little bit, and his head or his arm one crashed the windshield, but otherwise, that's it. So they sheriff got up and got him in and handcuffed him and taken him out, and they said he was going to take him and check him out, see if he heard anything. But he was on some kind of substance. He was a young guy, Spanish guy somewhere, I'd say in his 20s somewhere. I'd say probably in his low 20s or something like that.
Now, were you concerned? Because, Wilfred, I understand you're 83 years old. You got a guy in his 20s. Were you concerned that he might just kick your ass and throw you off the roof?
Well, you know, I laid there in my room for over an hour. I was outside, and they told us we had to come inside early because I was across the street watching because I was away, and my granddaughter called and told me, and I got to the house. They was outside watching. And I sit there, and I watched him. He had a backpack and everything and where he was going and this and that. And I just got filled up. I said, if he got something, I'm going to try to be the one to, you know, outdo him and said he outdo me. When I went up on my roof, I had it in my mind that, you know, whatever went down, if he's going to try to go in that backpack up or something, I was going to try to beat him to it. And once I got my hands on him, I figured I could handle him. That's just where I felt about it, you know.
What?
Sometimes you just take so much until you said, this is enough.
That's right. It's your house.
How old is is your neighbor that helped you get on the roof, and why didn't he go on your roof?
Well, my neighbor, he's a younger guy. My neighbor somewhere, he's probably in his late 40s, early 50s. I'd say his late 40s.
That sounds like a more fair fight. Why did you end up there? I mean, you're in your 80s, Wilfred. I don't want you kicking too many people's asses.
It's my house.
Okay.
And I looked at that. Yes, he was just the one. He's always there. Helping. Even I moved in that neighborhood back in 1965. I moved in that house. When I moved there, the young man was up there on that roof behind me. He was just a baby, like barely walking good. So he's been there. We put more support for each other. So he was just there, you know, I guess just in case something did happen. And, you know, it's just for me knowing my age and everything. But I'm not bragging, but I'm blessed that I was able to accomplish what I had in mind to do. And I didn't hurt myself, and he didn't make enough to try to hurt me, you know.
No, I'm very happy about the whole outcome. Now, are you married, Wilfred? Do you have a wife?
Well, my wife, she passed away about 7 or 8 years ago. She and I was together for about 50-some years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I got remarried again after then, and then that didn't last too much longer, about maybe a year or two and a half, about a year or 2 years. That I
what happened there?
Yeah.
Well, it's just things we had. You know, difference is that, you know, he thought he could just have to, you know, go off the way.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess you were too wild for it. I mean, you're pushing people off roofs and...
No, it ain't like that. You know, I'm not that, you know, the guy to go out to think I'm, you know, one of those guys that just do anything like that. This don't happen too often, but, you know, I figure that had been going on ever since about 7 o'clock in the morning up until the time he came off that roof or somewhere else around 11 o'clock somewhere along the area.
That's too long. So, no one should be on your roof that long. I agree with you. I think you did the right thing, absolutely.
Yeah, see, he was jumping from roof to roof. When I came to the house, he was about on the roof about 4 houses down from me. And then they were trying to negotiate with him, the fire department, the paramedics, the sheriff's department. And he was moving around. They put a ladder up on the roof, on the the house next door to mine for him to come down, tried to encourage him. He stayed up there, and then he finally taken the ladder and slung it down on the ground, and he jumped back on mine. And my next door neighbor's house is more space between my house and the other houses, and he jumped on. So he jumped from my house to the garage at my neighbor's yard, and then he jumped back on my roof, and then off of there back over to the next house, and he came back and got on my roof.
Sounds like the Hulk. Jumping
so,
on the roof.
You know, they said he had some kind of a substance, you know, something, he was drugged or something or other, but
maybe it's parkour.
Maybe he was one of those parkour people that likes to do all those crazy jumping and running up walls.
I don't know, but anyway, you know, I got real up with it, and, you know, I hope he didn't get no serious injuries, but I really didn't care if he hadn't hit that car.
Yeah, I don't care.
That was the pavement down
there. Get off your roof.
He hit the pavement. Get off my roof, you know.
I'm
concerned about the car.
Now your granddaughter's car, the windshield also looks a little shattered.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. His head or his arm or something hit that windshield and busted it.
Well, he should have to replace it. I mean, not just pay for it. He should actually have to replace it.
I don't know who will do it, but the sheriff, they've been around checking on me, and they came by yesterday to check on me, and they told her to get an estimate on it, and they'd see about, you know, trying to get it repaired.
Oh, that's really nice. Mm.
Wilford, when's the last time you had to take care of business? You sound like the kind of guy that can only take so much shit.
Well, you know, that doesn't happen that often. It's just been a long time, and I'm not one of those kind that go out to be a monkey guy just look at the trouble. So, you know.
I like the way things right. But do you recall the last time you had to take matters into your own hands? Was it 10 years ago or when you were a lot younger?
Well, I don't know. You know, this is the first time I'd ever been involved in anything like this. You know, but
really?
I remember back years and years ago when I was younger, when me and my friends used to go out. I had two close friends, and we'd hang out on the weekend. Even I was married, but we thought of sneak out and smoke anything like that. Then I was, and so happened, they got in a misunderstanding, a fight, like, and I'm trying to break them up, and one of them fooled around, swung at the other, and hit me upside the head, and then I had to grab him, and he and I on the ground.
Whoa!
Years and years ago.
Wait,
so otherwise, I'm not one of those guys to go out and just look for, you know, something.
Trouble.
Trouble finds you.
Yeah, right, you know, so just like I said, that was my house, and I put up with it long enough, and I figured that was sheriff departments, fire department, paramedics, and people out trying to encourage him to, you know, come off, and he didn't. They putting ladders and things up. Even they went as far as giving him a bottle of water, which he didn't ever drink it because he had the water in his hand when I slung him off that roof.
Good. It was a good diversion.
Did you push him with, like, two hands, or did you boot him with your foot, or how'd you get him off?
Well, some way, I guess, I think it was more or less like I probably grabbed him with my right hand and sort of slung him like in the left one and sort of give him a little boost after I had him going, you know.
Swung him off.
Yeah, it looked like you wanted to punch him right before you pushed him off.
Oh, yeah, I almost started to hit him. Yeah. And one man said, no, don't hit him. Go ahead and if you can get the advantage of him and see, can you sling him off or get him off any way you can.
Come
don't
on.
Go hitting him.
Who are these armchair quarterbacks? You're the one on the roof.
Yeah, I know.
You're doing the heavy lifting.
Say, you want to do that? You get up here.
Yeah, you got the job done. I'd say if I had any regrets, if I were you, it would be that I didn't do it sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the thing, but I'm looking at the thing. I was asked to come in my house and, you know, by the sheriff's department, and they was the ones I expected to take care of it. And it seemed that they wasn't, you know, accomplishing anything.
We're not doing it.
It's not their roof.
Right.
Yeah, what do your taxes pay for? Jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you're wearing a Nike t-shirt in the TV interview. Are you active? Do you run or work out?
Yeah, do you use that elliptical machine on your front porch?
I don't go on to anything. It's just like right now. I'm over at the church that I belong to. We have a food bank, and I'm over assisting with that. I pick up donations twice a week. And on Mondays, I pick up at one of the grocery stores. On Thursdays, I pick up and lifting, but it's nothing heavy to lift. But I don't run. I get up every morning. And by the morning, I lay in my bed. Somebody tell me to stay there. And I said, well, why should I lie in my bed when there's people that laid down last night and wish they could get out of bed? I'm able to get out of bed and sit here trying to figure some way to stand. So I get up, and it's always something to do. You got a house or something to do. And I spend a lot of time over here. So, But I don't get out running and lifting weights and stuff that makes it just, you know, the thought of, you know.
You got business to take care of, Wilford. Hey, I want to thank you for your time. It's a great story. I'm so happy that you took care of this. You know, it seems like the first responders were really running out of ideas, and you took care of it, and I think we're all happy about it.
So now you say you're from where now?
Detroit.
Oh, yeah, right, Detroit. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for the interview.
Okay.
You
okay,
have a great so night, bye-bye. Wilfred.
Awesome.
Okay, congratulations.
Bye, Wilfred. Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, he rocks. Hey, Brandon, you better hit the outro music or we're going to run out of recording space, I believe.
Well, we definitely have enough time to just pot up the video of him throwing him off the roof. Here he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here he is throwing him off the roof.
It's a tall house.
Well, he hit a lot of stuff on the way down. And then there you heard the hubcap that came off the car when he hit the hood. Okay, total 180 here, but a good one. James Packer dumps Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Her excessive spending. Mariah Carey is a multi-gazillionaire. What's her celebrity net worth, Jay? $260 million or something?
And he's a billionaire?
Yeah, he's a billionaire. How much money can she spend? I mean, seriously, isn't that just ludicrous? She has $520 million.
What?
Why is she spending his money?
It sounded by there's another story that popped up, and they haven't talked since they got into a big fight in Greece, which sounds like they're just babies.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they are. I mean, Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. And she's got a reality show, too, and I guess
she does?
Yeah.
Mariah's she's World.
Yeah.
What? What channel is that joke on?
Oh, it'll be. Can you imagine that show?
No.
She, first of all, her personality is so annoying. She's not. I can't see how she could carry a reality show, honestly. I think people just say they don't like her.
Yeah.
She's not likable.
She isn't very likable.
But he apparently tried to talk her out of it and said, you know, hey, I'm involved in a lot of business and I really my personal time is my personal time and I sure as hell don't want cameras around, blah, blah, blah. And she just said, no, fuck you. I'm doing it. And that's that. Huh. And I guess, well, that's what being married to Mariah Carey would be like, I suspect. She pretty much tells you how it's going to be.
Apparently.
And you either live with it and accept it or forget it.
Right.
Packer got jealous at this guy that's a dancer in her band or whatever, or group, the choreographer.
Her band.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of pissed I called it a band. But her choreographer, and Brian wasn't dancing that night due to an injury or some night because Packer had him banned from the show.
Ah!
Because he thought he was banging Mariah.
Ugh. Wait, Packer you really thought crazy. That?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Packer thought it was weird. Let's see. Pulled Brian into a room for a little mano a mano, or sources say there's a ton of yelling, but it's unclear if they got physical. We're told Packer was so crazed, he used his casino ties. I didn't know he owned casinos in Australia and Asia. To get him banned from Caesar's Palace, where Mariah Carey performs.
Wow.
So stupid.
Well, this guy's clearly losing it. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't going to work anyway. Yeah. Why would a billionaire marry Mariah Carey? I mean, all the people out there.
Why and would you Tommy know Mottola?
Oh, Tommy Mottola. Well, she was 20. He was 40. She was hot. He's kind of stupid looking. But I wonder if she would have been that big a star had Tommy Mottola not sort of pushed her career because he was running Sony.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you know, you can get all the promotion you want for somebody if you're Tommy Mottola.
She wrote that stupid Christmas song. That song is huge.
Oh, yeah. I thought her early songs were so. I mean, I don't know. Vision. I didn't understand why they were hits.
High notes.
Yeah, Vision of Love. That song
octaves.
Sucks. I hate that song. But all those songs were hits. And you know, they jammed them down the radio station's throats.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have one hit, it's just a matter of, you know, getting a few good writers. And I don't know. I can't think of maybe a couple Mariah Carey songs I can stand.
I can't think.
All I want for Christmas.
These are the only two.
Yeah, that one's okay.
See you.
What's the song where she rubs her shoulder? Not that stupid song.
You know,
like she's gonna rub you off.
Hot.
You know the song. You know the song, Mark.
No.
Off.
You don't know
not
that
out
in the video. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jay?
No.
It's like she's so useless. She does this when she's singing.
Brush it off or something.
Yeah, I think I think that's the name of it.
Is it Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
Oh, wait, that's Swift. T Swizzle.
I mean, somebody, if you go into somebody's house, they have a bunch of Mariah Carey CDs in a stack. Like, you know, oh, yeah, I've got this. Oh, and I've got all these Mariah Carey CDs. I mean, are there really people like that that have
you know,
16 Mariah Carey CDs?
I like the first album. That was great.
I mean, isn't it a weird concept that someone goes out and buys her CD the day it comes out?
Yeah, that's a pretty weird concept.
I mean, there are those people. There must be. She's like behind the Beatles for number one songs.
Remember Someday?
No.
Someday,
No.
Can you play it?
I don't want to cry.
Jay Craig, Shake It Off.
Emotions.
I remember Vision of Love. That's the only one I remember.
That song is terrible.
The first one.
It's horrible. How
about Dream Lover?
Don't even know it.
Yeah, you do.
Which one is this?
Shake it off. What about Honey?
Okay, she's in a bathtub, nude, with a bunch of roses. Water spilling over the side. She doesn't care. Pay somebody to clean it up. Okay, this song sucks. Absolutely sucks.
I know you know more of these. Jade, try pull up
Someday.
Emotions. That was a huge hit.
Jeez.
So
are you the guy with the sack of Mariah Carey?
Are you the guy who I have to walk in his house and find 16 Mariah Carey CDs?
Maybe. What of it? It's because I like to sing. You know this song, right?
I didn't know it was her.
Who'd you think it was? Whitney?
I just sung in the background of whatever store I'm in.
All of its background noise.
Yeah.
No, it's like heavily overproduced.
We're hurting Jay. We're really physically hurting him.
Try Fantasy, Jay.
Jay, is it your house that has a 16?
This is his whole collection.
Is it?
He brought his collection today. He knew we were talking about it. Jay, can you get out your Emotions CD and play the title track?
Just for you.
I know it's not Jay's house. Oh, it's one of those. Gross. Who likes this? I swear to God, I can't figure out who buys Whitney Houston's
people CD. People that try out for American Idol.
Okay, I could see that. But, I mean, is there really somebody that goes out the day her record comes out? Oh, my God, I got to do Whitney Houston.
No.
I know she got a great voice, but... do you guys like any of those songs? Can you even accept
Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
The Bodyguard cover.
No.
What song is that?
What's it called? Their big famous one, the Dolly Parton song.
You can't even think of it.
Oh, because I love you. Oh, I hate that.
It was the first Whitney one that popped up.
Who doesn't hate that?
She takes so long to sing
Yeah. No, it's annoying as hell.
And then the camera zooms in on her.
She's like the Dr. Phil of...
what are some of her other big hit?
It's not even her song.
I know.
Then she sings the Super Bowl, the national anthem, and it's fake. It was recorded. Yeah. I actually said, wow, that was really something. I'll give her that. And then I find it's pre-recorded. And no one said anything. Wasn't that bullshit?
That is bullshit. And she's almost like packed into her clothing.
Oh, Whitney?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not
Oh, Mariah. Oh, Mariah. Absolutely.
Mariah Carey is always busting out of everything that she wears.
No, I absolutely.
I want to dance with somebody. That song's so stupid.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
I want to feel that.
Whitney.
I'm looking at Whitney's song.
That song is
so emotional.
What simpletons like these songs?
Has anybody ever asked you to dance to the? Come on, dude, dance to the song with me.
Oh,
I want
to
dance.
Thank God, no.
One moment in time.
You wouldn't do it, would you?
No. These songs are the production on them is disgusting.
How about I'm Every Woman?
Ooh, that's her too.
I can't even think of that song. I'm sure it's horrible.
I'm Every Woman.
Guy, you should see the dolt on this video, by the way. How different she looks.
I want to feel it.
It's funny reading Bobby Brown's book and finding out what a nasty bitch she is. I mean,
really?
Just like she curses nonstop.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember when we first met her.
Remember that classic clip from the TV show where she's like, "Kiss my ass!"
Yes.
I used to play it on the Soup all the time. "Kiss my ass!"
No, she didn't hold her tongue for anybody on that show. That show is actually pretty funny.
Jay, since you have your albums out, how about I'm Your Baby Tonight? Remember that stupid song?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like you didn't get an own to that song.
Likes this
How
trash.
Will I know if he really loves me? Remember that stupid song?
Who wants to listen? I mean, it really blows my mind. I know people are just... There's some people going, oh, I love this!
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, American Psycho, yeah.
That's who?
That was hilarious. God,
remember the shaving off my muff thing? Saving All My Love. Do you remember the anchor that changed it to Shaving Off My Muff?
No, who did that? Who did that?
Jay popped me up. It's like one of those famous TV anchor errors.
Oh, you mean the teleprompter? Somebody
put
the teleprompter?
No, just somebody said something they shouldn't say.
I'm saving all my love for you.
Okay. Because I'm saving all my love for you.
Thank you. Well, see?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's so good, isn't he? Well, the woman who wrote in saying that she misheard the song thought it said, because I'm shaving off my muff for you.
What?
Oh, she doesn't know what it means?
Is a bad word.
She doesn't know.
Okay. Sorry.
By the
I'm
way,
shaving off my...
we have the creator of the singing beyond today.
Sir, is it a bad word and I just don't know
well, later on, we'll get the dictionary out for you.
Am I going
to
get fired?
No.
Am I going to get fired?
So let's move on.
And
Bon Jovi.
We're going to be decorating cupcakes later on.
This white dude.
Bon Jovi. Okay, this is bad. We're going to move on.
Her audience are all like
I'm shaming off my muff.
50 years old plus, and they knew what that meant.
They loved it. Too.
I know. It's funny. The studio audience was laughing.